In KwaZulu-Natal, in Nongoma, Prince Mbongiseni is going to be laid to rest tomorrow. He was assassinated last week. And Clankla Mabaso, EWN reporter, is there in anticipation of the funeral tomorrow. And Clankla, good afternoon to you. Tell us about what's been happening there. King Mosazulu also reeling from the murder of a very close ally.
Well, indeed, Manny, you'd recall this is the second close ally of the king assassinated, but it's a third person from the Osutu Royal Council to be shot and killed. So this has raised question really from traditional leadership as to what was happening. But also, maybe there's another aspect that this could be politically motivated, although not proven yet. We are, of course, trying to make a means to find more information in that regard. You'd recall that he's a former member of parliament, the Prince Mbongiseni Zulu, a former member of parliament, but was currently working for the IFP as a chief whip in the Zululand municipality. But some are pointing really to the issue of the king. Remember, he was one of those who led, those discussions of the ascension of King Mosazulu to the throne, one of his big supporters. And this was significant to a greater extent because he was also an ally to the late King Zwelithini Kabhekhu Zulu. But now the royal family, of course, has been, meeting, but also they are trying to find out really as to what could have been behind the killing of the prince. So tomorrow the prince will be laid to rest. So since morning, royal relatives have been going to Osutu, of course, to see his family. And, of course, traditional leadership are really worried about this, especially mainly because his death comes at a time where the killing of traditional leadership really here in KwaZulu-Natal is one of the problems. You'd recall mainly that this province is no stranger to political fightings where politicians would be shot and killed. But that thing had now taken a turn where we saw a lot of killing of traditional leadership. But in many instances with traditional leadership, it happens to be close people or people that have proximity to them who know that if I eliminate this one, I'll have a chance maybe to sit in that council. So there's been those questions. But for now, it's funeral arrangement ahead of the prince's funeral tomorrow, man.
Nhlanhla, thank you. Nhlanhla Mabaso in Nongoma for us, where Prince Mbongiseni will be laid to rest tomorrow.